USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The revelation that top-secret documents were found in President Biden's possession comes as a surprise to the big guy. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night says Biden's top-secret documents contain papers on Ukraine, where Biden demanded an investigator in that country be fired for investigating his son's position on the board of a major energy company based in Kyiv.
That's working to try to get more transparency with what really went on with Ukraine. Now we find out the documents that Joe Biden had that were classified. Some of them pertain to Ukraine.
Representative Comer says mainstream media is covering up Biden's behavior.
The mainstream media served as a check and balance on corruption in the past with past presidents, but they've turned a blind eye to Joe Biden.
California storms are set to refocus across Northern California today as heavy rains continue across much of the state, filling up reservoirs north and south. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the death toll from weeks of storms is at 17. Roughly 65,000 homes are without power this morning in the Golden State. According to the Mega Millions website, the jackpot will reach an estimated $1.35 billion for Friday night's drawing. It's the third largest Mega Millions ever and the fifth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. President Biden speaks in Mexico during the North American Leaders Summit this week.
And together, we've made enormous progress since our last summit. From COVID, fighting COVID-19 and strengthening our ability to address public health threats, to investing in and building a 21st century workforce.
When joining the U.S. military, you'll get six vaccination shots. Measles, mumps, diphtheria, fluvicillin, rubella, and smallpox. The COVID-19 vaccine requirement was dropped on Tuesday, but will still be offered to those signing up for service. National Football League playoffs start on Saturday with two games. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukrainian soldiers will be coming to the United States to train. Victoria Idoni reports.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder announced the training program will take place at Fort Sill in Oklahoma.
The training will prepare approximately 90 to 100 Ukrainian soldiers to operate, maintain, and sustain the defensive system over a training course expected to last several months.
The USA has trained Ukrainian troops in Europe, but the decision to conduct training on American soil could increase tensions with Moscow. Last week, the Biden administration announced its largest aid package to Ukraine since the war began, at $2.85 billion worth of equipment. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The United States Navy seized more than 2,000 assault rifles after stopping a suspected smuggling vessel on its way from Iran to Yemen. Last Friday's event took place when the USS Chinook deployed a boarding team to the vessel in the Gulf of Oman with support from the USS Monsoon and the USS Sullivans. A new study on COVID-19 efficacy is out. John Schaefer has more.
A study coming out of Massachusetts General Hospital found that some COVID booster shots could be effective for up to 12 months, but it all depends on which booster you got. Researchers found the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine boosters were effective in healthy people for about a year, but if you got the Johnson & Johnson shot, you're only protected for about 4 months. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Lance Prime, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
love. Meet me just like full times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher love. Let's get lit!